Hello, hello, and welcome to another exciting episode of Skeptics and Seekers Sunday Sermon. This is your host, David Johnson. Let's do another short. Maui fires. I started with the Christian Post, but honestly, you can read lots and lots of articles about the Maui fires, see television reports. I started with the Christian Post and went to lots of others. And so rather than citing any one particular article, I just want to talk about one particular aspect. It was an article that I saw, and the headline was something to the effect, "Miracle Church Untouched by the Fires." My blood started to boil. I guess my blood boils pretty easy when it comes to this stuff, but oh, how that pisses me off. So I read the article, because why not? Talks about this 100-year-old Catholic church and how it survived unscathed amid lots of other places that were scathed nearby. But just reading the article, you could see that the headline was untrue, was misleading, was a lie. It talked about a nearby building that had its roof blown off. And it mentioned, you know, the Maui church, its roof was intact, although it had suffered some damage. This is the first mention you get of the church having suffered some damage after that headline about how it was miraculously untouched by the fire. I guess untouched means something different to Christian headline writers, yeah? Because it wasn't untouched. And while the pastor was crowing about how God had blessed them with his great miracle, there was also a line in the article that said, by the way, the inspector has to come by, and despite all appearances, the building could still be ordered to be demolished. Christians, they don't care about that, though. Never mind those things. Let's bury that stuff. It's a miracle untouched. This is how desperate Christians are for miracles. They know they're losing the argument on miracles. They don't want to engage the subject of miracles. They want to pretend like miracles don't matter, but it's all a lie. They really do matter for Christians, and they are desperate, desperate to see something, anything, anything that they can call a miracle, a working of God. And so with that desperation, they look at this one building that was, in fact, touched by the fire, say it's unscathed, and call it a miracle, an unimaginable miracle. I just want to put this miracle into context. There were other churches that were razed to the ground. There was a 200-year-old church burned to ashes. Now, these stories about the Miracle Church don't mention the other churches that were even older, more historic, more significant. They don't mention those churches and their fate. You have to look for other articles that are not trying to flog fake miracles to find that information. You know what else these articles tend not to mention when they're talking about the Miracle Church? They tend not to mention, I believe the number is now 114 confirmed dead. Look at what our God can do. He spared our building until the inspector says it's got to be torn down. He spared our building, the wealthiest denomination in the world. God spared their building, but didn't spare and 14 men, women, and children from the fire. Never mind the other churches that he didn't spare. Oh, he spared my building. It's a miracle. I am quite sure that there are whorehouses that were spared. I am sure that there were liquor stores that were spared, whatever passes for a red light district. I'm sure that there were some things there that were spared. And of the lives that were spared, some of the most vile of sinners, I'm sure, has to be among them. Chiefest among them, the members of that church crowing about their miracle of how their building remains standing while laughing literally over and surrounded by the graves of 115 people, almost 3,000 acres of property destroyed, including other churches. That's where they stand, crowing about this God's miracle. I have a message for the preacher of this church, for the members of this church who are spreading this story, for the news outlets that are printing this story in that way. It's a simple message, two words. Fuck you. That'll do for now. Bye-bye.